Parenting and Parents on 702.
So, we are going to be talking step-parent, step-children relationships, the good, the bad, the ugly, the positive, the unspoken of. Now, we always grow up with this idea that there's a monster in law, right? So we know about the monster in law who is terrible to the new daughter-in-law or the guy's new wife. We know about maybe an awkward kind of relationship. Not that in-law one, but the step-parent one. My apologies. So we know about the step-mom, as in your dad goes and marries a new woman and she's evil, right? We always hear about it, even in the fairy tales. There's an evil stepmother in Cinderella. We all know about that narrative, but we don't often hear of the narrative of the positive step-parent relationships. I've been so fortunate that I have met women in particular who are raising stepchildren as their own. I didn't even know, maybe till later, that that's not their biological child. When they met this person, they took their child in as their own. And when they say, I have four children, two of them are stepchildren, but they say, those are my children. Now, I came across this clip of this woman speaking about her relationship with her stepfather. It's in two parts. This is the one of how it started. And then we're going to start chatting to our guest.
My first stepdad divorced my mom when I was 21, right? And he told me, like, I waited till you was grown and in college to leave. I wanted to make sure that you was okay before I left. He knew I didn't have anybody. He is the reason why I ended up living with my mom. Like, he told my mama, like, that's your daughter, get her from your grandma. Like, she needs to be living up here with us. This is a man who taught me how to drive. A man, if I called my period at 3 o'clock in the morning, he was getting up out the bed, going to CVS to give me some pads. A man that always picked up all my report cards when I was in high school, like any parent-teacher conference, he was there. He paid for me to go to driver's ed. He would take me to the flea market, buy me Jordans, give me name brand shoes. Like, anything I wanted to do, I was calling my daddy and dad. Can I go? And he came into my life when my real dad ended up going to jail. So the transition was just really natural.
So that's the first part where she's expressing how this man came into her life, how amazing he is. But listen to how the story changes. And of course, we open the lines 011-883-0702, the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702.
I was in charge of washing everybody in the house clothes, including his work uniform and in his work uniform, packing his lunches, making him sandwiches and everything, making sure all of that, the little snacks he eat and stuff, was in his lunch bag for work. So I can only imagine when I went away to college, like, how things was just different for him. And I remember him telling me about, you know, him leaving my mom, they getting a divorce. And I just told him, like, well, whoever this new girlfriend is, she got to get used to seeing me. Like, because no, like, you leaving my mama, but don't leave me. But this was a man in his 30s who didn't have kids of his own. So rightfully so, he just went and lived his life because he didn't have no kids. I was not his kid. That is a hurt and a pain that I had to learn to grow through.
Right. Wow. Welcome to the show, Jabu. I was so touched when I watched this video and I thought, wow, we have to have this conversation. Firstly, are you well? Thank you for coming to studio for the first time.
Thank you so much.
Ever. I hope you like the building.
Well, I've come here many times, but you're not here.
Oh, I see.
I'm so happy
you
that
came here behind my back.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I was so touched by this because rightfully, he doesn't have children and can go off to live his life. Mm. But there's this young woman who continues to say, I miss him and I wish he was in my life. That's the father I know, but he's not there. You've got a new woman, but she needs to know about me. How do you deal with a situation like this? And I'm sure there are many young people in general who will speak of a step parent that they refer to as mom or dad. And maybe they're not in their lives anymore, but they did not get not the closure, but the, what's the word? They did not get the elevation that they needed in the role in their life because the word step is in in front of it. And I'm sure it can work the other way around.
Yeah.
I've never been a step parent, but I did date somebody who had a child. Mm. And we got very, very close. And when it ended, it was like, is that it? You know,
yeah.
The child doesn't have their own phone. You can only, and the relationship just ended, and you're sad. But how do you say to somebody, yeah, but like, that's also my homie.
Yeah. I mean, I think it speaks to the complexity of human relations.
Mm.
And I love that you've actually specifically pointed out that word step.
Yes.
Detest it.
Really?
With everything in
me. Yeah.
Because I think for me, it's important to decide the kind of human being that you want to be and let that inform the various roles you occupy in life.
Mm.
And I think that as a stepfather myself, and having been a stepchild myself, and I'll share a bit of
really?
My story, it's quite a sad one actually. I think about the frailty of a child's little heart.
Mm.
The fact that they don't have the ability to make a distinction between whether I'm the real parent or not, or to what degree that actually matters, that when they're still that young, it's more important that they form healthy emotions, healthy ways of thinking about themselves and about other people in general.
Mm.
And I think, I mean, it's very complex where, talking about the issues of boundaries, I think that's what you're referring to. What happens when there's separation?
Right.
What are the boundaries? How do you still nurture and attend to that connection that you've made with this person? You know, and I think it's very, very difficult when they're still young. In the case of the young lady, it's so heartbreaking, but also speak to the fact that ultimately relationships, when you're much older, they're intentional.
Mm.
Being in the same house may help with helping the organic relationship. But the moment there's any kind of distance, ultimately relationships are intentional.
Mm.
And the effort that you put in into that intention ultimately will determine the kind of relationship that you're going to have ultimately.
Look, we all know many people, not all, are very cautious when it comes to protecting their children from meeting the new significant in their life. And you can't introduce your children to somebody on your wedding day, you know, so there is that transition period. And you do get the horrible step parents and you get the great step parents. I mean, we've heard of stories of the step parent who comes in and suddenly dad's children are the bottom of the food chain in the household, and now they have a child, and that's now the golden child. Then you have situations like Elon Musk's father, where he raised his stepdaughter from 4 and has had 2 or 3 children with her, allegedly. So even that word step, you know, people get away with nonsense with step when you are a father figure or a mother figure in a child's life. What would you say the ideal scenario is? Because Gastwana, I don't know the word step parent. Give mama and give papa.
Exactly.
You know, not that you're going to refer to someone who's not your mother as mama. You might give them another name, but there is no distinction.
Yeah. And I think that's a crucial factor for me, is that parent should be the emphasis in the relationship, and understanding the parent, there are certain boundaries. The boundaries in terms of conduct, in terms of integrity, in terms of how you relate to each other. And as I say, if I decide the kind of human being that I'm going to be, and it'll determine how the kind of parent that I'm going to be. So if I'm deciding that I'm going to be somebody that treats people with love, with respect, with care, that'll translate into the role that I take. And I'll understand that. Let's talk about when the children are still very young and very vulnerable. And I understand that for that child to grow up to be a healthy, functional adult, there's certain structures I've got to put in place, certain boundaries I've got to put in place. I can't cross certain lines. And I believe that if I don't cross those certain lines in those foundational relationships, I won't cross them when I'm much older as an adult. It'll make it harder for both the child and the parent to cross those lines when they're older. And I think that's the thing for me, that the mindset. What kind of mindset do you have as a parent to what, especially children while they're still vulnerable? Do you see them as a step something, or do you see them as vulnerable little human beings that need to be nurtured and raised to be functional when they're much older?
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we continue this discussion. 011-883-0702, the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. What kind of relationship do you have with your stepchildren or stepparents? Has it been positive? What have you learned along the way that you can share with us?
Parenting and Parents on 702.
In our Parenting and Parents feature for today, we're talking about step-parent and step-children relationships, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We're with Jabu Zwane, relationship specialist, author, and development specialist as well. Give us a call on 011-883-0702 in the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. We've got the following WhatsApp messages. Jabu, one says, my stepdad is a manipulative, lying monster. He sought out to belittle me after I survived a brain injury 24 years ago.
Wow.
For 24 years, on the 3rd of April this year, it'll be 25 years. And then they say he's going someplace we don't want to say on air. Another one says, hi, Rebkhile. I was raised by my dad, whom I learned 18 years later that he was actually my stepdad. Both him and my mom took that to the grave. Lebs are not even a wink. Showed that he was a stepdad, and he is the only dad I know, and I am what I am because of him. That's from Anonymous. Ooh, that is so deep. Wow. Though, finding out that somebody wasn't your biological father,
yeah,
after the people have passed away. But what are your reflections on the messages that have come in so far?
So sad to hear about the first story and what happened.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine. Something interesting about the second one, though. The fact that she didn't know that it was her father, I wondered to how that affected the way then she perceived that relationship. And I think for me that is a crucial thing, is that the fact when we label that relationship, we also create a frame of reference. Simple things like this. I'm a step parent myself, right? One of the things I always have to protect myself against is this. This is a question I always have to ask myself. If my biological son behaved this way, how would I see it? Immediately that puts me into the parent mode and seeing the child, yes, instead of seeing a stepchild behaving a particular way towards me.
Can I ask you a more tricky question?
Yeah.
So if you're a step parent and let's say you decide I'm heartful, I need fed up leave. Do you say, my children and I are leaving, or are you taking all the, like, how does that work? And not you as in you as a person, but in those scenarios. Because I think it's those difficult moments that are going to determine how far the parenting goes. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I understand.
So if I'm like, you know what, I'm tired, I need a break, let's be separated. Am I taking all the children, or am I only taking my children?
I don't know. I mean, I think the question I want to know is this. How did we get there?
Yeah.
I think we can prevent getting that there.
Yes.
By, for example, my wife and I agree, there are times where you got to take your children with you.
Yes.
Take them out.
Because yeah, they also have another parent and another family.
Exactly. Yes. I say to them, listen, and we do the same. Take them out. Go take them. Go away for a weekend together. Go and spend some special time together. We don't always have to do everything together as a family, especially if everybody's aware of the dynamics.
Yes.
That you are not my biological parent, I'm not, you know, my biological children.
Yeah.
That is crucial, because then that continues to have, the children can have that security in their biological parent. Because I think a lot of times it's actually the lack of security in the biological parent's love that can create that, that for a child.
Where now they are angry at the new parent in their life.
Yes.
As opposed to, because exactly what you're saying, the child just doesn't want to ever feel like you're taking my parent from me.
Exactly.
Or you're trying to replace my other parent.
Exactly. Yeah. Especially if there are other children involved, step siblings. There's a fear that the new father might like the other children more than they like them. And so when you create that separation, you continue to maintain that bond with your biological children. And it actually then, in their security, I think everybody then, it gets a bit lighter in that sense. And I think it's important to still nurture that distinction as far as biological and step, whatever the case might be, but in a healthy way and in a more curated manner, as opposed to waiting for it to organically develop itself, because it doesn't. It's more chaotic. It requires a bit of curation.
We've got a voice note that's come through on 0727021702.
Hi, Relebohile. I have got both experiences. I grew up with a stepdad and a stepmom, and then I stayed with my stepmom. I then married my wife 2 years back. She has got a son. He's just over 10. And I think the relationship, it starts with the respect and then it ends with care. Because I always tell people, there's nothing called love. But if you respect, it's a show of love. So I'm going to remain anonymous for the best interest of the minor child. Thank you.
I'm wondering if the respect was implied to go in one direction, or if they were saying, if I'm coming in as an outsider, as the step parent, I need to start with respecting the child first, because the love won't happen first. I don't know how you understood it.
I think so. I think that's what he said. I think, and I love that approach, is that there's a little human being there that still it needs to be respected, needs to be nurtured, needs to be taken care of. I think when he says there's a show of love, I think that's what he meant. Like, can you care for the child? And then ultimately, all of us human beings, we would get won over by love, by care, by being regarded as valuable and not just as inconveniences or any some kind of resource, whatever the case might be. Even if it's a natural, in a biological relationship, it's important for the little child to feel valuable. And I think for us as older parents, as parents who have more maturity, it is for us to curate and to create that particular environment.
There's a message from Oscar Maisiri who says, I'm neither step-parent nor have I been a step-child, but I have encountered step-children who live miserably under their step-parents or due to conflicts within the blended family. A question, what steps can couples take before marriage to prevent this? And you know what my initial thought was to Oscar's message is, You don't get married until it's solved in some way. Like, you have to have figured some kind of rhythm or dynamic with the children before the marriage. I don't know if I'm off base in that thinking.
I mean, I think premarital counseling, especially if you're gonna get married, or even if you're gonna go into a long-term relationship, this is an ongoing discussion. You have to constantly discuss the dynamics, the challenges, the complexities that are part of this relationship. You know what I mean? I think we hope as human beings that things are going to reach a place where everything is smooth.
And they sort themselves out.
But the thing is that, I mean, there is no such example in anything in life that the more we are in something, there's likely going to be some complications. So pre-preparation of what you get into is important. If you're going to get married, I'd say that part of your premarital counseling should be, how do we parent? What are some of the fundamental differences between the way we parent in terms of our principles, in terms of our values? Give a simple example. I'm a firm believer in turns, right? That's what I did all my time with my kids before I got remarried to my current wife. When I still married my first wife before she passed on, I believed in turns. That's one of the ways of
taking turns to do things.
Yeah, taking turns to do things.
So what I'm going to do, Jabu, I feel like we need to bring you back, because there's a whole aspect of this that I didn't cover that I really want us to cover in this feature, which was, when you are the other parent now that is a part of this blended family, that can also facilitate the step parenting, because we haven't spoken about the other parent that might still be alive. That's a part of this picture. How do you support your child being a stepchild when they go to that home? How do you support? So I will, Pashida and I will discuss and definitely have you back, please, to have a part two to this conversation, because everybody fits this puzzle that goes into the step-parent, step-child relationship. It's just after 2:30.